Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Matt Kazee is a Genesis listener. He's also involved in the 9/11 Truth Movement. I was just talking to him during the break, and he's agreed to go on the record with his full name, Matt Kazee, K-A-Z-E-E. And he's going to get the floor now with this Virginia shooting. They're now saying it could be as many as 34 dead. And we have some audio clips that are going to be coming up as well here. We'll continue to take your phone calls. I meant to get into the big 9/11 developments on Rosie O'Donnell. We've got to keep pushing and exposing that. Can't let this shooting become the total distraction, but it is important. And it's either a complete nut or it has a lot of telltale earmarks of a black op. Now, you're there living on campus a block away from where a lot of this happened. You're right in the middle of it. Start with what you heard, what you saw, what the first media reports were. Walk us through it. Take your time.
All right. This morning, I woke up to a loudspeaker going off. I thought it was somebody driving by with a bullhorn, actually, but I found out that they had just installed these loudspeakers across campus because of the last school shooting that we had, which was the first day of the school year. And
stop right there. Let's go back and detail that one.
Okay, actually, I knew this guy. He was a kid who went to high school around here. Everybody knew this kid. His brother fought in the Afghanistan war. They got in a little bit of trouble. His brother tried to rob an ATM machine, and he was involved in some other type of robbery. He broke out of jail, killed maybe three people. Two of them were cops, and the brother... like I said, because he was his brother and apparently involved in this, they just gave him 35 years. The whole community has been shook up by this terrible tragedy that we just had. And today...
So it all starts with an Afghan operator, an American troop who'd been in combat.
The brother of the shooter.
I understand, but it's all tied into that, just like with the tower. Please continue.
Anyway, they had installed these loudspeakers. That's what I heard this morning was basically an alert, a warning that there is a shooter on campus. Please stay indoors. Stay off the street. Stay away from windows. I heard that for maybe 20 minutes before it actually hit the news. And when the news came on, it was that there was a shooter on campus, that maybe two people or three people had been shot, but no confirmation of any of that. And as it developed, we were just flooded with ambulances and rescue, the whole SWAT team showing up right out and very close by here. And we went out and started talking to people on the street to find out what was going on.
Well, this is also a victim disarmament zone because under federal law, none of the citizens can have guns that live on campus. So it's a perfect place for a black op because nobody's got guns. Please continue.
Yes, and it was basically pretty well known early on that the first word was that there were multiple shooters, and I think that had to do with how many people it was being reported that were killed. And he killed three people, or at least shot three people, killed at least one of those three, I think maybe all three, a few blocks away from here.
I'm making a prediction, a guesstimation. I bet he's going to be an Iraq or Afghan vet.
Yeah, well, we'll see if that comes true. You never know.
Because if they're not going to be our cops.
It's not the ROTC, by the way.
Oh, it happened by the ROTC. Oh, no, it's...
We're literally half a block away from the ROTC buildings and all the ROTC dorms.
Yeah, it's the military. And watch, he's going to be disappeared for the last few months, and then we'll dig out that he was at a special installation being given psychiatric care. Because, this happens over and over again. Oh, I'm sorry. Please continue.
No. I tell you what I did hear about that was that it was a kid who was going to a specific classroom. Now, this is not confirmed. This was one of the last things that I heard. It was a kid going to a specific classroom because of whatever. Some people were making fun of him or whatever.
So they're now saying it's a trench coat mafia type deal.
that's what the media is not saying anything locally as far as whether they've actually got the guy or not. But the people
stay there. Tell us more on the other side. Eyewitness. It's here after a year in production.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On April 13, 2007, gold spot 681.40. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $704.21, $353.94 for half ounce, and $177.07 for quarter ounce coins. That's $704.21, $353.94, and $177.07. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, huge new 9/11 truth developments with Rosie O'Donnell. I haven't even had a chance to get to yet because this mass shooting, it could be as many as 34 dead. The number continues to go up. I kept saying on air, folks, you're going to have some university or high school shooting. It could be as many as 100 dead. That's what I've been saying in the past, because these black ops are just bad news, not to mention all the brainwashed drug addict youth that is just snorting methamphetamine and playing 15 hours of video games a day, where all they do is mass shoot people. Those were developed by the Pentagon to instinctively block the inhibition towards splattering innocent people. And it just instinctive firing. And because in the past, going back 30, 40, 50 years, you had a few mass shooters, but they start shooting little kids or women and children in a McDonald's, and they start getting, you know, throwing up, getting sick, because you're built not to do that. You're built to feel good when somebody attacks you and they're big and bad and, you know, you strike back and they hit the ground. I mean, that's instinctive. I mean, you're designed, really, you have almost morals built into you. And then when you break that code, I guess, and then sin against, you know, your very nature. I don't know how to explain it. The point is, I'm getting off into just how people operate. It's just absolutely amazing that they had victim disarmament, total gun ban on all the campuses in America. I had a friend one time who was, UT campus is just giant, and he was walking across just a corner of campus,
And the cop saw that he had a fanny pack and he had a concealed carry. They walked over and they said, "What is that?" He said, "Oh, that's my concealed carry." And they said, boom, up against the wall, put him up against the bus stop, and he was literally about 10 feet on the campus. They just wait, lurking, to get our best and brightest and most upright citizens. By the way, all the gun grabbers, we're about to go back to our guest. I'm going to go back to Mark Kazee there, who is on campus, ladies and gentlemen, literally just a block from where the shooting was going on. We're going to be talking to him in just a moment, but I had another friend who had forgotten about the federal law and was walking across campus and going to a Patriot meeting, and some cops showed up because he was giving people silver, $8 at the time, little silver pieces, $10 pieces that were really worth about $8. He was showing them to people, Liberty money, and going, "Oh, look at this gray." And the cops thought that was illegal and then came to arrest him for just, they thought it was counterfeit. They thought you're not allowed to have silver struck non, other than the government. Remember the guy who went and bought like a $50 item at Best Buy with $2 bills, and the clerks thought it was illegal, the manager thought it was illegal. They were all so dumb that they thought that was counterfeit. You see, that's one reason they want to dumb us down. And a lot of the public, folks, is literally retarded now. They've been conditioned to do nothing but entertainment, so they never have any of their own thoughts, and they're totally dumb. And remember that case, he went to jail. They went ahead and arrested him. The cops thought it was fake, too. None of the cops that showed up, and then, of course, the higher-ups went, "You idiots, let him go. $2 bills, what are you talking about?" They've got him signing a Declaration of Independence on the back. They're really neat. I've got a couple of them. It's just unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, that I've had to go speak at UT. While I was getting death threats, and while really scary people were coming around, I mean, you talk about, and I had a police officer bodyguard there, and he couldn't even, well, one of my listeners, I never had bodyguards in the past, but there was a guy in a black trench coat going around. He went to another meeting I was at and was pulling his hand out and pointing it at me like it was a gun, the back of really scaring everybody. And everybody's like, "No, you got to have a bodyguard, you got to have a bodyguard." So I said, "Okay, I'll get one." Couldn't have a gun. I mean, even a cop couldn't have a gun on their off-duty on federal property, on God property, state property under federal law. So that's how it works, folks. And that's how America operates. Everybody's like, "Wear a bulletproof vest." I'm like, "No, I'm not going to wear a bulletproof vest. I'm frankly not worried about it. I don't want to die, but I'm not worried about it. I'm not going to live in fear." And that's just the way it is. The cop was wearing a bulletproof vest. He was just going to tackle. He actually had two cops there, but I'm already digressing, and some other people. But that's a real cop, ready to tackle somebody. And of course, they have the UT police there, totally worthless. Literally, folks, when there's a shooter, they run and hide. And that basically happened here. But I'm going to shut up. Let's play about a minute and a half clip of somebody on a cell phone with the gunshots going off, and we'll go back to our eyewitness guest. Here it is.
Okay, Jamal Alberguti is, I believe, on the phone with us now. And Jamal, pretty unbelievable pictures that you have there. I'm hoping it was a little frightening watching because it seemed like you were pretty darn close. We first heard a series of shots. We see the officers. Can't tell if those shots are coming from their guns or from possibly the person inside the building or outside of the building. Tell us what you were able to see with your own naked eye.
Well, the first thing I saw is when the policemen started taking their guns out, and then I knew that this was serious. I really didn't hear anything about the shooting that happened in AJ. But when I saw the guns, I knew that this isn't another bomb threat. Then I started hearing some gunshots far away. It seemed to me that they were not at Norris Hall, the building where the cops were just near. Mm-hmm. Right now. And then all the cops were trying to get into Norris Hall. They used like a bomb or something to open one of the doors, or probably they dropped a tear bomb in the building. There was a person in the building trying to, in the second floor at Norris, trying to tell the cops that he's in there, and probably trying to guide them in.
Now Jamal, were you able to hear that person? And again, just to be clear for our viewers, this is apparently Norris Hall, the site of the second shooting that took place at Virginia Tech this morning. Jamal, you were able to hear some type of conversation between somebody on the second floor and the police officers outside?
Well, I wasn't, but I saw his hand from the window. He was trying to reach outside the window to talk to the cop. So this is what I saw. I didn't actually hear him talking to them, but he was talking to them. I did not hear what he said. I was a little bit far away from there.
All right. Now, after we see the pictures here that you were able to capture with your cell phone, we see that you actually moved quite a bit closer as the police went on down, I assume, inside the building. What happened after all of that?
Well, I wasn't able to see anything because a cop came from behind me and he asked me to leave the area.
I imagine so, for your safety, obviously. Where are you now?
Going to our eyewitness who lives on campus. He is a 9/11 truther, and he reminded me that he has called in for the show before. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is happening at the Virginia Tech College there in the West Ambler Johnston Hall. This is absolutely horrible. They're saying it could be well over 34 people dead now. The number is just climbing. Going back to our guest, Matt Azee, or Cuzzy. Matt, thank you for coming on with us. Please continue. And again, go back to the start. Go through all the facets, what you heard, the other bomb threats, and then detail what happened today. You got the floor.
I would have to say that the whole town has been on a little bit of tension because for the past week, we've had multiple bomb threats. This happened a week ago. We had cleared out campus right over here where the second shooting was. Then they had, at the end of the week, I guess this was probably, Friday, I'm not sure, but at the end of the week they had three multiple bomb threats in one day, and they brought in every vehicle that they could. They had the whole place covered. So in some ways, SWAT has been over and has covered this little area where all of this happened for the past week. And they stayed until about 9:30, 10 o'clock that night, and nothing ever came from it. The campus put out a $5,000 reward for any information. Hadn't heard anything. Today, we all know what happened. It hit the fan, that's for sure. I just heard that report on the phone there, and it sounded like that they were saying that he was trying to holler to the police from the window or something like that.
Basically, the individual is going around taking his time, killing all the people that were told stay indoors. That do the exact opposite, and so it looks like that there were people jumping out and other things. People saying, "Hey, he's in here, help us!" While he's going around, killing people. Who knows by then what really happened, and we'll probably never know, for a year or so. Then we found out what happened at Columbine. I mean, do you really believe Harris and Kleibold were able to get over 100? It was 124 bombs. Some of them, huge 60-something-gallon tanks of propane that two people could hardly carry, and butane, that they were able just to take 120-something bombs into there, and that half the school, more than half, was empty that day, and the security was just gone that day, and they were able just to bring in 100-something bombs. I mean, this is, by the way, both their parents did high-level government work, very classified positions, very suspicious. The son of an FBI agent founded the Trenchcoat Mafia 2 years before. Harris and Kleibold made a video for the school. They ran the school's internet of how they were going to kill everyone. What do you think about that, my friend?
That's impossible that they could get all those bombs in there that day. We know that. We also know how many kids got killed by Men in Black that day. I don't know if there were any shots fired.
By the way, I know Paul Watson's doing an article on this. Paul, type in it. CBS News is the one. I pulled it up when I was at a friend's house a few months ago. I was telling him about it, and he didn't believe it, so I pulled it up. It's something like hundreds of bombs at Columbine. And then it's 124 or 126 CBS News headline. I think it's 124, memory serves. Go ahead, sorry.
I'm wondering now if we're going to find something like that with this because of the whole bomb threat.
It's a giant, bottom line, it's either a giant provocateur op or it's a pure government op. or it's a mental patient. But you know, before I even knew about this, last hour when I just had seen the article, there was a mass shooting, I said, if we hear there's multiple shooters, if there's a whole bunch of people shot, if there's any kind of drills involved or anything before, it's a black op. And this thing has black op. Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
All of the above, sounds like to me.
Oh, my God. Well, I hope it's not a black op. It's a lot more scary if it's the government. But, I mean, we know the D.C. sniper, that was total black op. The Jewish school thing, it was black op. With Furrow.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On April 13, 2007, gold spot 681.40. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $704.21, $353.94 for half ounce, and $177.07 for quarter ounce coins. That's $704.21, $353.94, and $177.07. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
All right, we got Larry Pratt popping in to break down victim disarmament and what should have been done at the school.
I'm going to tell you right now, my children are not going to any of these colleges until they change the gun laws where at least the faculty can be armed. Period. And they're not going to any public school either. So somebody can just go. I mean, the schools lock it down so your children scrabble like gerbils up against a cage wall. The windows are all barred. They got fences around them. And they've already had cases where people are like, oh, let me out. Ah! And they just walk up and dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. You know, the Terminator. I mean, this is just absolutely incredible. By the way, I mean, it's not, you just hide, you run and you hide, and you wait till the person comes around the corner and you at least go after them. Now, they've had a lot of school shooting cases where the principal has to run out to their car, get the gun out of the car. Remember that in one case, the principal got fired, went in and took him out. In another case, went in and just ran the shooter off. And he didn't get in trouble. I mean, thank God the principal went and got their gun and took this person out. Look, it's fine for the police to have guns. What about us? We're the good people. We need to be protected from the postmen and the crazy cops and the criminals and everybody going postal. I mean, every office needs an instant access pistol safe, a couple of them with trusted employees. And, you know, if somebody ever bust in here, I mean, folks, I mean, let me tell you this fast. And I got a 7-shot 357 Magnum. I go with a revolver because it's simple. It's not going to jam. And when I've got adrenaline going through me, it's going to get the job done. Take the rounds out of it. And again, folks, I never talk about guns a lot on the air. I'm just for the Second Amendment. I've got quite a few, and I know how to use them. And you just need to be ready, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm spinning the cylinder. You need to be ready, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so busy, I never get to go to the range but 3 or 4 times a year. Everybody needs to do it more than that. And you need to protect yourself. I got a 357 Magnum Smith & Wesson. I bought this after they quit being gun banners. And again, I know how to use the fanciest of guns, but for something for quick defense, this is something I can, at 50 yards, I can shoot somebody in the chest with this. At 50 yards, I can shoot about a 4 or 5 inch pattern with this handgun. That's when I'm calm. But people will tell you in the office, other places, you need a shotgun. But that's something, again, that's too big, too hard to store. And the point is, somebody comes around here wanting trouble, I'm not going down without a fight. Okay? And I'm not going to live in a filth bag state or city where they tell me I can't have this protection I've got in my hand right now. But again, in those dormitories with your sons and daughters, they're not able to have an instant access pistol safe. They're not able to protect themselves. They got to sit there while some piece of trash, mental patient, drug addict, or government operative, or some mind control victim, and we know that goes on. They got to sit there while they have their way with them. Going back to our guest, Matt Kazee. Matt, again, you live there on campus. What area of campus you live on?
I'm pretty much right in the heart of campus. I'm about less than a block away from the ROTC dorms and then the armory, which is pretty much less than a block away from this second shooting.
And again, the armory can have weapons, the troops can have weapons, but you, the evil citizen, can't, because I know under federal law, any university, you can't have guns. I guess you've got to live there where you can't have guns while there's multiple shooters running around foaming at the mouth on a routine basis?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. Have they announced anything that they have caught him or that he killed himself on the news yet?
Yeah, I think that Bob was just out there. I think they're saying they killed himself, but they're not sure. There could, you know, stay in your homes.
Okay, I just ran up there just while in between break, and you can tell that it's over. I mean, it's just a completely different tone. All the vehicles are still there, but it's over. You know that they had so many people dead, they had to bring in the local Blacksburg transit buses to carry him out. They didn't have enough ambulances. And I sent you guys a bunch of pictures, actually, that's getting sent right now. And there are a couple of pictures of that. And when I get off the phone, I'm going to go back out there and try and photograph it. And I will find out the story on this guy from local students. I'm pretty sure he is a student, is what I've heard so far. But it's still, you know.
Do you have a cell phone? Can you go out on the ground for us out there?
Oh, yeah, I sure can.
Tell you what, during the break, give him the hotline, John.
John Harmon, will you give him the hotline? John's the best doing five jobs. Give him the hotline. Have him call right now. Let's get him on the horn. Let's come back. Talk to our witness. Then we'll jam some calls in. Try to get into the rosy news. Big 9/11 news at PrisonPlanet.com. We cannot let what's happening overshadow that important news. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John. Big John. Big John, Big Bad John, Big John. Then came the day of the bottom of the mine when the timber cracked and men started.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
And hearts beat fast.
John, Richard, Chris, Paul, everybody's been holding forever.
John.
And I meant to get to the Rosie O'Donnell news. Big developments there. Never really got to. You can read it at Prison Planet. Because of this shooting, we're working on getting a report out asking, is this a black op like the others? I mean, if the government's done black ops before, then we know they have. We got them dead to rights on the Beltway sniper. We got them dead to rights on the Buford Furrow and the Jewish school. We got them dead to rights on Columbine. I mean, it's just John Lennon, Ronald Reagan. I mean, it just goes on and on. I mean, it's just unbelievable. McVeigh, definite mind control there. I mean, his doctor appointed by the government was the father of modern mind control, Jolyon West, who just died a few years ago, and was there from the time he got arrested to the time he was executed. The top head mind control doctor, 1977 MK Ultra hearings. I mean, just unbelievable. It just, they think we're so stupid, or the public doesn't know there's such a thing as mind control. Let me tell you, the stuff you saw in Manchurian Candidate, the new one that came out, is exactly how things bounce. That's how the ball bounces. And that's exactly what they can do. That is so accurate, it is chilling. But they don't get you in facilities and hop you up on drugs for a week and torture you. They do it for months or years, and it works real well. Oh, man. Unbelievable. I mean, this didn't happen in the past in America, and you do have some nuts that go kill people, and you got people that go to their work and kill people, but you got postal stuff. Most of that's real. They go shoot their boss and co-workers. But this business of going around shooting 50-something people, killing 30-something of them, that's not normal. And by normal, I mean even in the sick world of mass shootings, that's not what you see in the criminology. Now, he lives on campus, and he's Matt Kazee, a listener of this show, there in Blacksburg, Virginia. It is Monday, April 16th, 2007. We're going to be talking about 9/11 and tax time and a bunch of war news, but we're talking about a mass shooting. Now, the real test is, you know, they already had a bunch of gun bills prepared. They'd just been introducing last week, and will be introducing this next week. When they get back in session in the next few weeks, excuse me, now they've been preparing bills, having press conferences about bills in the last month, to be more exact. And now you're going to see them all introduced in the endless drum beating, so that next time there's a mass shooting, we'll all be totally disarmed, and whoever's got the gun can kill 200, 300. And during breaks, I have been watching CNN and Fox flipping back and forth, and it's exactly what I thought it was. It's video and photos of cops hours into the shooting, while shooting's still going on, standing behind the doors of their patrol cars cowering. When they knew the basic building, they should have immediately had police charge from all four sides in heavy body armor. They should have had SWAT teams load onto the roof, and they got SWAT teams all over the place. They all got helicopters, but these guys got to sit around and plan for hours. I mean, if you want to do some planning, they've all got armored vehicles. They should have rammed an armored vehicle right through the front door and gone right in there and killed this person. But no, they had to wait hours while he walked around shooting everybody. 4 hours and 15 minutes at Columbine they sat there. I'm tired of it. I know this. If there's ever a mass shooting around here, back when it happened at the tower, and the citizens just pulled their rifles out and kept him pinned down and stopped him from killing. He killed most of the people in the first 10 minutes, and then folks started shooting back, and then he only killed what, one or two more and wounded a couple because people, the police and the citizens were shooting at him. Hundreds of people were shooting at him. Mike Hansen's daddy drove the ambulance right up there and was loading police that had been shot into the, and citizens in. With literally, it was in the newspaper, with flecks of concrete cutting him, hitting him in the face with bullets from that Marine shooting at him. Those who don't know Mike, he's done work for me for years, runs the TV show, but his daddy, what was his dad's name? Everybody knows him around town, all the old-timers. It's a German name. I can't remember his name. Otto Hansen, there you go. It doesn't matter. Otto liked to drive race cars. He had, you know, they did the drag racing back when the cops wouldn't come after you for that. And that was back when ambulances drove fast, too. He liked the ambulances to drive fast. Otto Hansen. That's what made America great, was the people that were daredevils and liked risk, not a bunch of cowards following procedure. But I guarantee you, folks, if there was some mass shooting and I tried to go down there and go in or go help the police, they'd gun me down and say I was a shooter. That's how America's changed, ladies and gentlemen, and it's been done by design, so the people and the government are at each other's throats. I'm going to shut up. Matt Kazee is on the ground. He's gone down to the area with the police near the shooting where they've got it cordoned off. Matt, you're there in Blacksburg, Virginia, at the campus. Tell us what's happening.
Yes, I'm standing in the middle of about 200 police cars. I'm right in front of the building where this happened. And you can tell it's all over, folks. They've got it under control. There's still some folks in the SWAT uniforms, a lot of sheriffs and a lot of state police, and not a kid to be seen. A few folks down here videotaping, some folks wandering around the drill field, but that's about it. It is pretty much secure.
That school is a giant black op. It's at a 50% chance or higher. Everybody's got to get their children out of there now. Go ahead.
It looks like they may be treating some people over at the local rescue squad, which just happened to be a half a block away. But as far as I can tell, they're allowing people. I'm going to try and get up as close as I can here.
What is a half block away?
The rescue squad. They just hollered at me and said, "Get out of here." Hey,
well, you know what? You're a reporter. Tell them you're a reporter with GCN Radio.
It's far enough away. They're leaving me alone. I'm close enough. I was getting a little bit too close there.
Can you go over by the triage center? Now, are they bivouacked in an area, bringing in the dead and wounded, the rescue?
They've got most of them out of there. I've got some pictures of them bringing some dead in where they were covered them up with sheets. They loaded a bunch of people up on a bus, a city transit bus.
You got pictures. Can you email those to Aaron?
I did email some of the pictures that I have. I believe that some of those are included. And anything that I don't, as soon as I get done with this, I will email you guys.
What address did you email them to?
Aaron and Kevin.
That's fine. Yeah, Aaron's the place to send it. Aaron at Infowars.com. Kevin doesn't work here anymore. So that is very, very important, and I really do appreciate what you're doing, my friend. You're just doing a fabulous job.
No problem at all. I can't believe this happened in my backyard.
Well, again, it's kind of a rectangle-shaped building. Where are you right now?
I'm directly in front of it.
Okay, what do you see window-wise? Do you see any bullet damage? How many windows are shot out?
Doesn't look like any. I can see some open windows, but as far as... I do see something that looks like it's been shot out, or at least holes in it. Sorry, it's pretty windy out here, Alex.
Okay, are you able to get a photo of that? Are you using a digital camera?
No, I don't. I do not have my camera on me, but I'm charging my video camera right now and coming back down here. I can't go that way either. I got some friends down here who are videotaping too, and I'm going to get a copy of that and post all that stuff on my website, and I'll be sure and send you guys a link.
Tell us your website.
TheTruthMovement.net.
Oh, I know your site well.
Yeah, right on. Right
we talked before. Wow, what a small world.
I know. It's crazy how it all works, isn't it? Yes, I'm directly in front of the chapel. I'm standing here in front of a sheriff who's looking at me. He's got it looks like an assault rifle. He is eyeballing me big time.
Well, tell him you're a radio reporter.
I'm far enough away to where I don't want to talk to him anyway. But I'm still close enough. I'm way closer than the local media. They're way back there.
Well, yeah, they've been trained how to cower and follow orders. You need to get back immediately to your friends. You need, as a group together, to go down there and you say, we are with GCN Radio Network, and just say it confidently. You know, they give you orders, follow them, but just be confident, smile at them, and not in a smart way, but, you know, just a nice little smile. That's how to handle it. Go get... and I really appreciate you, Matt. We got Larry Pratt coming up. I want to get a few calls in. Anything else, any other observations you've made? And then I'd like you to go back and get your camera, even if it's got only 20 minutes. Get back up there and get video now before they're able to cover anything up.
Yes, sir. I will do that right now, and I appreciate you taking the call.
Sure. Well, hold on. As you're walking back, though, towards your house or apartment, is it a house or an apartment?
It is a house.
Okay. Well, as you're walking back to your house, just want to be accurate, keep giving us a report on basically any other things that come to mind, any other tidbits, anything you haven't told us about what's happened there locally with the previous shooting a few months ago and the drills and the new speakers they put in right in time for this national spectacle.
Yeah, well, they definitely did that, and this is the first time that they've used them. And we're coming off of the hills of at least four bomb threats in the past week. And actually, I take that back, it's more, five or six, because there were multiple bomb threats today in the very area where this was going on. And it looks like there's a bunch of SWAT coming out of one of the side of the buildings right there, and they're walking off. And everybody, you can tell that everybody is much more relaxed now. I'm walking back to the house. I'm going to go get my video camera and grab some friends with some ditch cams. And
now let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Sure. One last question.
I'm talking to a radio show, GCN. I'm a reporter for GCN, and I'm just covering this. I'm walking back to my house, which is right there. Yes, sir. He said I should get to my house and stay in my house.
Yeah, they just want to cover things up. Don't listen to that. You live there. You're with the press. They haven't cordoned anything yet. So get your cameras and get back over there and get some video.
All right, I will do that, and I'll call you guys back if I get anything.
Okay, the last question I had that I've forgotten about with that cop coming over, let me try to bring it back up in memory,
the drills?
We'll talk about the drills. That's always important. They use the drills as the cover. But that's why these are so dangerous, folks. We've always told you drills are the cover for this. Let's go back. Now, if you're having a lot of drills at your school or college, folks, it means you're a prime target. I mean, we've told you this many times. And again, we're not saying it's a black op, but in my gut, it's looking like that. And we know we usually call it right 95% of the time. I wish I was wrong. Now, go back. This started at 7:15 this morning. And it looks like that they didn't even announce until 11 Central, noon your time, that it had basically been handled, like 12:15 your time. 7:15 to noon is 5 hours? This went on 5 hours? They couldn't stop?
They started the loudspeakers around 10 o'clock this morning, maybe just after 10.
That's a huge story. Headline, school didn't start warning loudspeakers for over 3 hours after shooting. Eyewitness didn't start the new warnings. This thing's a total. You're 3 hours? Now, I mean, be specific. Was it 10, 10:15, 10:30?
It was either 15 till 10 or 15 after 10. It was coming into 10 o'clock. Because the first thing that I thought of when it happened was I'm going to call into the show, and I looked at the clock and I knew it would be a few hours, and it just got crazy.
So, dead reckoning. Well, think back. We need to be specific about this. Think back to when you got up. Did you look at alarm clocks, or what TV show are you watching, or whose show was on? Give us a basic time. What time did you hear the Big Brother telescreen?
Approximately around 10 o'clock. Now, it could have been 9:30 or something like that. I will definitely be thinking, I'm a little bit flustered from all this anyway. I'm going to go over in my mind and make sure, but I know it was not 7 o'clock. That's for sure. I'm thinking it was around approximately 10 o'clock. I think that they started the alarms when the second shooting started. So the guy got away from something from them. They detained two people, too, but I heard that they let one of them go, and they're still holding one for questioning. And I think that they may have thought that they had it this morning, or for whatever reason, they didn't sound the alarms, or maybe not just on my side of the campus. The first shooting was all the way across
the
campus.
Should have the media should have been announcing this. I mean, if somebody drops a stick of bubble gum on the ground, they'll shut down half the schools in Virginia or Texas. If there's a killer on the loose or a convict on the loose, think about this, folks. At least, let's be conservative, 2 hours after 7:15. I mean, that's only 9:15.
Well,
you know, let's be conservative. For at least 2 hours, they didn't use their new system. They didn't warn the media. They kept this thing real quiet. I'm telling you, this thing stinks like nothing I've ever smelled in the state of Denmark or Louisiana.
Well, now, Alex, I don't know if the media warned it because I was asleep at that time. I'll go home and I'll find out right now from their websites as to what time it got reported this morning. I know the way. This is a very small community here. This campus is exploding. We are just bursting at the seams with too many people in this little small town. And word travels fast, so I will go get the timeline down right now. I'll get my video camera charged up, and I'll head back down there.
All right, call us back then in the next 20 minutes or so, my friend.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, there goes Matt Kazee, and he runs a burgeoning, rowing 9/11 site. I visit every week, so just I love all these activists and media, new media people, independent media, alternative media, whatever your term is you like to use. And my beautiful wife is looking through me through the broadcast window out there. She's got some breaking news. Come on in here. What is it? Oh, she's just waiting till I come off air. Is it something hot? All right, but you can just run in here with it if you got it. My wife's always done production for me, but she's doing that full time now. So it's good to have her here on board with us. Why don't you come on in there and come on the air? Maybe later we'll have you on the air sometime. Okay, fine. Well, you're smiling into the window. It's hard for me not to get distracted. Anyways, this horrible shooting. What do you say? I want to go to all your calls. What I'll do is I'm going to come back from break, and I'm just going to give each person about a minute. You've been holding forever. Richard, John, Bill, Chris, others. Everybody that's holding. And then we got Larry Pratt popping in just for about 10, 15 minutes about victim disarmament. This is what it leads to. You know, it's so weird. I was on the University of Texas campus yesterday, and every 100 yards or so, they got one of these poles that says, call police for help. And I thought, man, if somebody was running around mugging somebody, I wouldn't run over and hit the button and go, help me, oh God, help me. I've heard those 9/11 tapes. They're like, he's got to kill me. No.
Each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-892-6238. 1-888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Larry Pratt joins us, coming up in about 5 minutes. Then Aaron Zellman. Aaron Zellman, I had remembered some controversy with Virginia Tech. Virginia has a concealed carry. Virginia Tech banned guns, brought in the federal law and state law there, and they have brought on their hands. This is out of the Roanoke Times, April 13, 2005. Virginia Tech's gun ban on may draw legal fire. And they're murderers, folks. They are murderers. And it's not just the government murdering them in absentia or from an indirect way. This thing has black op written all over it. See, it's got this fog and all this confusion. I don't know how to even explain it. It's like it becomes like an art form. You just don't know how to look at it. And it reeks of black op. It's just amazing. I said I'd go to your calls. Let's go to them. And I got the big Rosie O'Donnell news I will spend some time on. Let's go to Richard in Canada. Richard, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? This is Richard. I'm so happy to finally get in touch with you. It's been a while, and I just want to congratulate you. You're a leader, brave, you're courageous. I've watched all your documents, and actually the funny thing is that when I was waiting on, like, this breaking news came, but what I wanted to tell you was that I actually woke up last year, because I am an international student here, and I was pulled out of a bathroom stall by a police officer on campus, and I was given no reason why. And when I went back in to figure out why in the police station, they basically told me they were doing their job, and that was it. I felt like all my rights were taken away, and after that, like, I kind of woke up.
This is why they love mass shootings, because it creates the fear, and now they're going to have metal detectors and frisk and barbed wire, and the schools will be prisons, and they're shooting at businesses, their prisons, shooting at the... It's everything's a prison now. Terrorists attack an airport, we're prisoners there. They attack a bus, now we got to have searches. I mean, it's just total control.
It is, and Alex, the funny thing is that I think it's already been done, because, like, they knew where I was in that same bathroom, like, the week before. Like, they told me what I was doing. And I was like, how do you know that? And they couldn't even, man, they pulled me out of the stall. They didn't even tell me who they were. They took all my information. They took my ID. I felt so dehumanized. And I did get some recourse, because instead of going back to the people in authority, I went to the business department and I told them what happened. And they got so worried, because I threatened to go to the media, and because they thought I would just sit down and take it, you know. But that woke me up, and that's what
Well, you know why they knew what you were doing? They've got video cameras in most bathrooms now at colleges and high schools and in middle schools, and a lot of times they got them in the showers, and the principals trade them amongst themselves. That's been in the news.
Yeah, and you're totally right. It's so funny to know that, like, everything's so controlled, yet so many things happen.
Look, if you're in a rest stop or a university or a school, and you're on the commode, just know they're videotaping it most of the time.
Definitely, and Alex, you're so right, because if they have so much, like, surveillance, how do all these things just appear out of the blue and happen, and they can't control it? I mean...
Well, notice England has, you know, 14 million cameras just in the surrounding London area, 4-plus million in London, and it's like 50-something million nationwide. You can go look the numbers up. I'm going from memory there, but I know it's 4.5 million in London. That was a couple years ago. It gets worse. Now they have telescreens that shout orders at you in a child's voice, and their crime actually exploded with that. This is so they can carry out their terror attacks and know who saw it and know who could expose them.
So I just want to congratulate you, and one day you're going to reach a place that, you know, all your work is going to pay off, and you're going to, people will wake up to what you're trying to say and keep up what you're doing, and I'm not even from the States, and I'm not from North America.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Waging war on corruption.
This is the GCN Radio Network.